Your captain, don't think you run the joint.
Oh, come on.
I run it.
Yeah, all right. I'm just supposed to...
I know what you're supposed to do. Your driver will be with you shortly. He's having his coffee now.
Where is this?
Attention. The following men report to the departure area. Gary Michael S. Bell. 77th Mass?
This is a Jeep, yeah.
W, Marchford, Eagle,
Okay, let's go, boy. Get him out of the bag.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Son of a bitch, you just stole my Jeep. Hey, watch what the hell you're doing, will you?
Perhaps you would like to take a small rate file.
Oh, I don't think I'd eat after that ride you gave me. You want any of this?
No, thank you, sir, but I could do with my lunch.
Well, why don't you come on in with me and get a sandwich?
I'll follow you anywhere, sir.
Oh, how about that piece of scenery, Yankee, huh?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Really a drag.
Who are those men? Friends of yours, Earhart?
No, sir. First time I've ever seen them.
Oh, maybe those are the replacements.
Oh, don't be silly. We're expecting some really sharp surgeons.
Well, I guess they just got separated from their unit, then, and looking for something to eat.
They've got a hell of a nerve coming in here, eating out food. No.
Oh, we're just a little bit pregnant. Ooh. Yeah.
But you know, she's got to...
I think I'm in love.
I'm tired of it. That Pfizer has soap on her face. She really has acne. It really is. Maybe that's not a bad complexion.
Well, you see, the truth is, Lieutenant, I don't have anything to do tonight. I just got into town, and, well... I thought maybe you could show me around.
Captain, I think if you'll notice the lieutenant's beautiful hand, she is definitely married.
Well, I'm the commanding officer, and I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Boy, Bandini.
Attention.
They're eating him because they
Captain
want to.
Captain Earhart, the words to the commander, to the office of the commanding officer.
You mean just passing through?
That is all.
I was just enjoying that lovely dish there.
Captain, you are speaking about a lieutenant in the United States Army. I'm Colonel Brayton.
Oh, Colonel. Yeah, I'm Duke Forrest, a new car. That's my driver over here.
Captain Hawkeye Pierce. Are you leaving?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Good afternoon, yes. Lieutenant Dish.
Good afternoon, Captain
Hawkeye Pierce, I had a twix about you. It seems that you stole a Jeep up at headquarters.
No, sir. No, I didn't steal a Jeep. No, it's right on time. Right there.
Oh, so it is. Mm-hmm. Captain Forrest, don't you know that when you report to your new duty station, you go to your commanding officer with a copy of your orders?
Captain Pearson?
Mm-hmm.
Captain Pearson, we've been boozing all day.
Good. You've been working close to the front. Now, we have our slash like periods here, but when the action starts, you'll get more work in 12 hours.
How many nurses do we have on the base, sir?
17.
How many nurses will there be in my...
Four. The civilian surgeon
young girl here
does it a month. Yes, I think it could be arranged.
I can use
her
because you're the young girl over here on the block.
Oh, Father Mulcahy, would you? I'd like you to meet Captain Pierce, our new surgeon. This is a Catholic chaplain. And his Captain Forrest.
They go red.
They go red.
Captain Waldowski, our dental officer. This is Captain Black, our anesthesiologist.
I got you.
I'm the dentist here.
Oh, I'm John Black. I'll be passing
you. Yeah. Welcome.
Thank you.
John Black.
I'm proud of that.
If you boys have any problems, my tent is right. I was saying, if you boys have any problems, my tent is right.
Radar!
Gentlemen, I'm Corporal O'Reilly. They call me Radar. You'll be staying with Major Burns' tent. I'll take your things over there now. Don't worry about the Jeep. I'll change the numbers.
Oh, and change the numbers on that Jeep.
Corporal O'Reilly, you're not billeting these enlisted men in the officers area now, are you?
Don't
kind of
for the
don't
trip
to Korea.
Man,
don't do anything.
I'm
handy, sir.
Duke Forrest. Now that was mine.
Hi, fellas.
Was that one?
Yeah.
Who told you that?
So
how do you know that?
Walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Thou art.
For Jesus, thou art with me.
That's Major Burns. New personnel, Major.
Hi. Hawkeye Pierce.
How do you do?
Duke Forrest.
Frank Burns.
How are you?
Go ahead, old guy.
My trip runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow.
What's this here?
This is Hojon. He's one of our mess hall boys. I'm teaching him how to read.
Oh, is that right? Reading the Bible, huh? Now that's... Nice. Listen, I tell you what, I got a book here. It's got a lot of pictures in it, and I think it's easier to learn how to read when you look at pictures. A little adventure in pictures.
May I leave now, Major?
Sure, Hoja.
You have fun, you hear?
Here, get some soup. There it is. Suit you, Mary.
Can't see what the
hell I'm doing. I need some more sponge.
Give me
just a minute left. Okay.
Give me some big hunks of sponge or something.
Also some big sponges. You'll have to use
that. Oh, that's bleeding. That's got to come out of there. I can't stop that bleeding down there. No. What's so funny?
Nothing, sir. Not a thing.
Is that true I hear about you?
Do the back of the kidney. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Well, get me out of there, man. Give me a clamp.
Here we go.
Captain Pierce, did you call me?
No, I didn't. My name's Hawkeye. Give me this sound.
I can't really see. It's like the Mississippi River down there.
Give me another one.
It doesn't feel like it's in one piece, to tell you that. I think it's got to come out of there. Give me in there. And give me some more of that garlic stuff.
Yeah.
Come on. Big, honey.
Nurse, you got a clamp, please?
Yes, sir.
Scratch my nose. Just down here. There. A little harder, please.
Attention. Attention. All non-commissioned officers will report for short arm inspection at 0400. That is all.
What's that?
That's Martin Eye, Frank.
Fine as can. I'm training Hojon to be a bartender. Would you care to imbibe, sir?
I don't drink.
Jesus Christ, I think he means it.
I think we've been had, okay?
I think you're right, babe.
I don't think it's right to involve a boy who's not 17 years old yet.
You go to sleep now?
Yeah.
I go wash clothes.
Okay.
Hey, you make a mean martini there, old John. You keep it up, yeah?
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
You ever catch this syndrome before, babe?
Must this day our daily bread?
No, not with anyone beyond the age of 8 years old, I haven't.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
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 And dear God, protect our young men on the field of battle, that they may return home to their dear ones. And dear God, protect our supreme commander on the field and our commander-in-chief in Washington, D.C.
Frank, were you on this religious kick at home, or did you crank up over here?
Frank, how long does this show go on?
It gets longer all the time. Now I have your soul to pray for and Captain Pierce's.
Onward with skin soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master lead against the foe. Forward into battle, see them banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers marching as to
the lineup.
Four waiting for surgery, two waiting for the IV, and two waiting for the antibiotics to take over.
Well, we can probably handle that if there's no more choppers.
Pick up.
Scissors.
Wait a second. You can't go in the colonel's office.
That's what we're looking for, man. Henry, you've got to do something. We have stuck it out for a whole week now. Pretty girl, eh?
Yeah, it kind of grows on you.
What is it, man?
That sky pilot, you have got to get him out of our tent.
Your tent?
Yeah, get that noose in there. She doesn't look like the kind of keep you awake all night praying, huh?
I've been in the Army a long time. I know what you guys are trying to pull, but you're not going to push me around.
Oh, no.
Henry, not Henry. For the world would I push you around, but look, there is one more thing now that you're talking about it. We need a chest cutter.
Yeah, we got to get an A1 chest cutter in here quick, Henry. We're going to be in a hell of a lot of trouble.
Forget it. No mass unit is a chest surgeon. We're not about to get one.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Behind in the OR and the pre-op ward is all jammed up. The helicopters and the ambulances are coming in full.
You guys are going to have to go to work early today.
On that overtime to 12-hour day, what the hell is that? You can raise all kinds of keen with you, Henry.
Boy, Henry, you work those kind of hours, you sure need your rest, and you can't get them with a sky pilot jabber into heaven.
Major Burns will be out of your tent in 24 hours. Tell them Captain Pierce and Captain Flores are on the way.
Henry, there's just one more thing.
I told you Major Burns will be out of your tent in 24 hours.
The chef's got their...
Nope. I'll try, damn it. You can't ask any more than that.
We got that corn vein in that for a pull that back. Clear it a little bit.
My abdominal operation was doing fine. It's the head wound that did him in.
Dish, get over here and hold this retractor.
Dish, let me have a long needle holder.
Civitas peristam santam.
Go ahead.
In the double chest, keep it down in the scale. Quid, quid, quid.
There you go.
And then
pull it back, dude.
And here, like the abdominis.
Get over the other.
Diego? Diego, I want you over here to hold this retractor.
What?
Now, please, come on now.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Hi, Diego.
Hey, hold on. Don't
my hand.
Wiggle it. Just hold on.
Well.
I'm sorry, Diego, but this man's still alive and that other man is dead, and that's a fact. Can you hold it with two fingers, Diego? Hell, where the hell is it? You see it?
Sergeant, you know where Hawkeye is?
You mean Captain Pierce? No, I'd have to look at the duty roster.
They're in there.
Oh, man.
Hawkeye, you've got to remember, I'm married.
I'm married, I'm happy, I love my wife. If she was here, I would be with her. There is no question of loving anybody. It is a question only of helping.
See, I made a vow to myself that while I was gone, I was going to be I was going to be faithful to my husband.
Shoot. Those are the vows you make when you're with somebody.
Hawkeye?
Oh, John?
Duke said you better haul ass home quick. We got a new chest cutter in our tent.
Okay.
This is Radio Tokyo bringing you musical in the room for your enjoyment.
That's him.
Hi. I'm Hawkeye Pierce.
Yeah, see? So all I can get out of him is he's from Baston and he'd been in the Army 2 months. Yeah, and that's all. Well, listen, where were you when you were drafted? I was just curious.
Back home, I told you before.
No, I mean, what were you doing? Were you like a resident or on staff someplace? Where?
Hospital.
Which hospital?
Back home.
Is there some reason I shouldn't know which hospital?
I don't know. I will ask. Is there some reason my friend should not know the name of the hospital? There doesn't appear to be any reason. I've seen you somewhere before. I don't know your name, stranger, but your face is familiar. You always had that mustache. Are you a beer drinker, sir? Would you like to share a martini with me?
A martini? I'd love a martini.
Oh, John, give the gentleman a martini. I think you will find these accommodating. They're quite dry.
Don't you use olives?
Olives? Where the hell do you think you are, man?
We do have to make certain concessions to the war. We're 3 miles from the front line. And...
yes, but a man can't really savor his martini without an olive, you know. Otherwise, you see, it just doesn't quite make it.
Attention. The Evangelical United Brethren Church has donated 34 hymnals to the 4077th MASH unit. These hymnals are located in the camp library and may be checked out by those with cards. That is all.
Listen, I might not get paid for giving you guys that. Brother Cutter. Oh, bones, huh? Oh, jeez.
Diva retractor also.
Can I slide this for you? I'm hard to hold on to.
You need some suction?
Yeah, that's fine. Now, pick up some please.
How's he doing?
Doing well. You got a lighter than button. Yeah, looks like that's it. Looks like that's it. Mm-hmm.
More thread, please, and larger needles.
Can you let me?
Let me have another suture.
All these surgeons are all alike, I tell you that. Mm-hmm.
This guy knew the clowns who were operating on him. I think he'd faint.
I think he has.
Come on, nurse. I need a suture, please.
Coming.
Keep ahead of him, babe, will you? And we need a couple more stitches in there.
That's fine. Yeah, thank you.
Just turn it around.
It's a good thing you have a nice body, nurse. Otherwise, we get rid of you quick.
Don't stick me.
You keep it clean.
Yeah, I can tie that for you. Okay, let's have the big stitches for closing up the chest.
Fine.
Larger needle,
Marco. No stitches.
Start down here. We have to lose another one.
Anybody know if this is an officer or an enlisted man?
He's an enlisted man.
Make the stitches big.
Attention, Captain Bandini. Attention, Captain Bandini is now performing a femoral a femoral POPLITERAL artery exploration and possible graft.
The following memo has just come through. Please remove all pictures, postcards, nude calendars, etc. from the walls so that our rooms may look clean and orderly. That is all.
Did you? Did I ever tell you how Andrew Scroggins and College beat Dartmouth in a raging blizzard 6-0 because I intercepted a pass?
Yeah, they had
this great pass, you see. And we held him nothing until the last 20 seconds. And then, snow and all, he let one go. And he went sailing. Boom!
Lucky your mouth wasn't open. It would have got stuck in your throat.
Oh, baby. Oh, it's Chopper John.
I thought you'd never remember.
John. Only man ever found fulfillment in a Boston main railway. In the ladies' can. Conductor opened the door. The girl looked out and yelled, "Oh, he caught me. Oh, my God, he caught me." How are you?
Great. Well, what's going on over there?
Oh, well, must be Painless Polish Day in the shower tent.
Yeah, sir.
Painless Polish Day in the shower tent.
Paul Ledesky, the dentist, you met him.
Well, were those guys waiting to scrub his back or something?
No, he's what you might call the best equipped dentist in the Army.
You might call.
Yeah.
Oh.
What? I saw once in med school, in pre-med, I did an autopsy on a guy. He would have been drowned and all swollen.
Oh, you in authority?
I heard that one, great, too.
The most
that
extraordinary
one.
Thing. And a friend of mine met a clerk.
Well, man, I'd surely love to see that, Angry.
A cc of adrenaline and a cardiac needle.
All right, now just.
I'm sorry.
Get it.
Pinch a bit.
Pinch a liquid pretty good.
Take long.
That's good.
And then you can cut me about a 4-inch piece of wire, and about an inch and a half too.
Three days.
More too.
Hi, soldier.
Who is it?
No, it's Trapper. Trapper, don't worry. Just get some of this stuff off.
You idiot. I said a cardiac needle.
You want me to get a nurse?
It's too late, Boone. You killed him.
Chief nurse.
That's why we do the dirty work.
Captain Merhart.
Sponge.
Hi. Captain. Dennis.
Did you remember? I helped carry your luggage from the airfield.
Oh, yes. Hello, Dennis.
Hi.
This is Captain Black.
Hello, Captain Black.
Hi, I'm Louis John, the gas passer.
Ugly John.
Oh, it's only you, Judson. Captain Sachs.
Hello, Captain Sachs. How's the operation going?
Okay, are you kidding?
Oh, and this is Captain Marco McCarthy.
Now
I'll tell you the rest of the operation, if you'll excuse the pardon. This is the pre-op ward. Oh, I'll take these things. This is the post-op ward. Don't mind. Oh, well,
take care of these, will you, please? Finished work for the day?
Yes, why?
Good, good. I just wanted to make sure you had time to sleep. It's gone.
One moment. Clapper! Captain McIntyre, what the hell?
Captain?
What's going on? Who started this?
I hit him. I hit him. He's an ignoramus, that knucklehead.
He wouldn't have touched me if I had my guard up. Let us settle this, Colonel, between ourselves.
Alone. What do you think I'm running, an English boarding school? McIntyre, you're under arrest. Confine yourself to quarters pending an investigation.
Oh, Henry, are you kidding? I deeply regret this unfortunate incident. We try to remember we're a military organization.
I should certainly hope so.
Palmer, that man is under arrest. Confine him to his quarters.
Captain McIntyre, you are officially...
Come on, cut it out, Palmer.
Attention CAM compound. Urine specimens will be required from all persons... disregard last transmission.
Oh, I'm sorry, Colonel.
Hey,
what the hell's the matter with you?
Henry, you want some coffee?
Yes, suppose you can get him some coffee.
Well, what's wrong with you? I don't know. I must have lost my punch. I never expected the son of a bitch to get up.
That's no kind of an answer.
No, come on, Henry. You don't know you.
I can't have my junior officers striking each other.
Oh, no. Thank you. Damn it, Henry.
Frank Burns is a menace.
Every time a patient croaks on him, he says it's God's will or somebody else's fault.
Yeah, and this time he blamed it on some kid who was stupid enough to believe
him. The hell with that.
I'm tired of you guys trying to run this outfit. This time, there's going to be disciplinary action.
What are you
going
to do, Henry?
What is this? What's
well, I had planned to name Trapper chief surgeon to consult on your shift and Frank's.
That's damn good thinking.
Yeah, but now I can't do it for at least a week. If I announced it now after what our new chief nurse saw this afternoon, you'd hear her yelling from washing the soul. Don't you have any sugar in this place?
Good morning. Today's musical selection will be rendered by Achi Takamura, the Hiroshima Bob Gun.
Colonel Blake, General Hammond did not answer the phone, sir. They said he was at a football game.
Those generals have all the fun.
Yes, sir.
Attention, attention, may I have the camp's attention? This week's movie will be When Willie Comes Marching Home, the biggest parade of laughs of World War II. All the loves, laughs, and escapades of the Willies who came marching home. This film stars Dan Daly, Corrine Calvé, and Colleen Townsend.
Captain Pierce, may I join you?
You already joined me, Georgia. You're a scientist. All right. Where do you come from?
Well, I like to think of the Army as my home.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Oh, John, you bring me some ketchup, will you?
Captain, I've been observing the nurses on your shift.
Yeah, I know. I saw you.
Naturally, your own opinion is more informed than mine.
You would like to know what I think of the nurses on my team, about them? I think they're fine. I think they're just great. I'm totally satisfied.
Oh, no.
Of
course. What'd you expect?
Welcome, gentlemen.
When the light goes on again.
Get rid of the light for me. Is he all right, Jacob?
Yes, you mean he's going to live?
How's the blood count?
Fine.
Give me another sponge.
He's going to be around tomorrow morning.
Bag him less, will you?
He wakes up. Tell him that he hasn't got anything between his legs.
He had a long face.
Singman repaid the light bill.
Well, Major Burns is far from satisfied.
That doesn't surprise me. Frank Burns does not know his way around an operating theater. He does not know his way around a body.
And if you will have observed anything, you will have observed that Major Frank Burns is an idiot. He has flipped his wig that he's out of his head, that he's a lousy surgeon.
Oh, on the contrary, I have observed that Major Burns is not only a good technical surgeon, he is a good military surgeon.
Finished?
I've also noticed that nurses as well as enlisted men address you as Hawkeye.
Yeah, because that's my name, Hawkeye Pierce.
Well, that kind of informality is inconsistent with maximum efficiency in a military organization.
Come off it, Major. You put me right off my fresh fried lobster. Do you realize that? I'm going to go back to my bed. I'm going to put away the best part of a bottle of scotch. And under normal circumstances, you being normally what I would call a very attractive woman, I would have invited you back to share my little bed with me, and you might possibly have come. But you really put me off. I mean, you're what we call a regular army clown.
I wonder how a degenerated person like that could have reached a position of responsibility in the Army Medical Corps.
He was drafted.
I'm going to spend the day with General Hammond at the 25th of that class, but we'll stay overnight. Major Burns will be in charge.
Good luck.
During the... See you in the morning.
Sir, are there any last-minute instructions you want to give to the men?
Radar has all the necessary information.
Yeah, but who's going to be on CQ tonight? Wait a minute, what about the...
Captain?
Yes, sir?
I left some shirts on my bunk. The buttons are missing. Just ask someone to sell them up, please.
I'd be glad to do them for you.
You don't have them.
Nothing, really.
Yeah.
Great jacket, Stu.
Oh, yeah, it was sent to me. You don't have to do that.
Take care.
Blake has gone out of his mind. Who's that going to go on all night?
No, that one, the sultry bitch with the fire in her eyes. Take her clothes off.
Come on, Brack.
Yes, take her clothes off and bring her to me.
Doctor!
You forgot your shingle, doctor.
This letter has been written in the interest of
Army morale.
Good. Army morale. This letter has been written in the interest of Army morale. As officers, we feel it is our duty to bring this unwholesome situation to your attention. We are writing this letter jointly to assure you that no one's personal feeling has any way influenced this report. Respectfully, Margaret J. Houlihan.
That's perfect.
Major Burns.
That's perfect.
I think it's a marvelous letter.
We make a good team, don't we?
We think the same way.
Of course we do. It's almost supper time. You're not hungry, are you?
Ravenous. How about you?
For you, Margaret.
Now, the sooner this reaches him, the sooner we can turn this into a tight military outfit.
Attention. Attention, attention, CAM compound. Corporal Judson has informed the colonel's office that three cases of amphetamine sulfate are unaccounted for again. This is the third occurrence of this type in the last month. It must stop by order of Colonel Blake's office, 4077th MASH unit.
I only wish I could deliver that letter personally. Good night, Frank.
Good night, Margaret. I'll stop by later on to see if you're all right.
Well, it won't be necessary.
No, I don't mind.
I'll leave the door unlocked.
Attention. Captain McIntyre will give a lecture on blood and fluid replacement in the mess hall at 0800. Correction. At 021... At 9 o'clock this evening...
Take your hat off, Radar.
You're before the king. Queen.
Don't get nervous, Radar.
Long live the chief, the colonel, the colonel, long live the chief, the colonel did elect him, but he took all his orders and dropped it up his nose.
Yugureni, aoji miru.
All right?
Fine.
Godless buffoons, all of them.
It's the disrespect for you, Frank, but that's what I can't forgive.
I'm used to it.
Licorice?
Oh, no, thank you. What makes me sore is how they behave towards you. They ought to be grateful to have you. I certainly am.
Grateful to have you, Frank. You've grown very close in a short time.
It isn't just chance. I'm sure of that. God meant us to find each other.
His will be done. No, Frank. No, Frank. Miguel. I'll help you. Oh, yes.
What's going on? May I join you?
Thank you. Oh, radio.
Oh, Frank. Is this the Bickersons? I love them.
Oh, Frank, yes. Huh?
The battling Bickersons. I love them. You're shining that thing in my eyes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, he is such a sweet man.
Oh, Frank, my lips are hot. Oh, kiss my hot lips.
Yes, they are hot.
Lips? Hot lips?
We have got to share this with the rest of the camp. Switch it over.
Oh, Frank, strangle me. Frank.
What the hell is that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Dr. Frank Burns is doing a bit of...
Dilatation and curettage.
Well, it sounds like the major is having a dream.
She's plugged in.
Frank! Wait a second!
What is it?
Turn the light off! No, that's all!
It's too bad Henry wasn't here. He would have thought it was a real radio program.
I thought it was a radio program. I think we should send a letter of commendation to the Armed Forces Radio Network.
Ah, wonderful. Yes. It was the most uplifting program I've ever heard.
That was climactic.
Morning, ladies.
Well, hi, Libs.
Oh, my goodness, over my... I'm so sorry. Well, what's the matter with her today?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's one of those ladies things.
It's not like her to act like this.
No, I mean, she's made such a...
She's a bitch. Look at my new flannel suit.
I think she's going to have a nervous break.
She can't even get out of the door, look.
He had his heart in it.
Morning, Frank.
Yeah.
Heard from your wife?
Morning, Colonel. You forgot your briefcase.
Yes, I left it in the Jeep.
You left it there.
Oh, I forgot it. Morning, Captain. I hope you didn't have to take care of this. I hope you didn't have to bother with those shirts. It wasn't necessary.
Too late, sir. It's a done thing.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Morning, Father. You know, I really got so good about it.
Colonel, sir. How was your visit, sir?
Oh, great. The general wasn't there. Oh.
Listen, about last night, sir, there was nothing I could do about it, sir.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, it couldn't have been helped.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, what's that? Oh, Frank Burns and Hawkeye Pierce. Very encouraging.
A bunch of the boys asked me to ask you, Frank, what Hawkeye was like in the sack. You know, with
your own business.
No, Frank, is she better than self-abuse? That was really the surface.
What's that all about? You going to get some pointers or something?
No, but Hawkeye's going to sign him up to make a personal appearance during all the camps in Korea.
Is that a fact?
I wonder what they're saying. Can you make it out?
Does that big ass hairs move around a lot, Frank, or does it sort of lie there flaccid? What would you say about that?
Hawkeye's questioning the major on a point of anatomy.
Very professional, exchanging ideas.
Would you say that she was a moaner, Frank?
What is Burns saying?
Major Burns isn't saying much of anything, sir. I think he's formulating the answer.
Seriously, Frank, I mean, does she go... or does she just sort of lie there quiet and not do anything at all?
Keep your filthy mouth to yourself.
Or does she go...
What's going on, Frank? That lesson one?
Frank Burns has gone nuts. Come on. Hey, I'm wearing glasses for
you. Watch out for your goodies, Hawkeye. That man is a sex maniac. I don't think I'm going to satisfy him.
Frank, we love you.
Go let him kiss you, Hawkeye.
The time has come for us to say sayonara. We'll always be yours for eternity. I knew sometime we'd have to say sayonara.
Colonel, fair is fair. If I nail Hot Lips and punch Hawkeye, can I go home?
I remember our romance.
is.
Okay, hey, listen, Sideman, get another guy. We got to take this into the OR just on the stretcher.
Hold on, you're going to be just fine, fella.
Okay, I can't move my hand. Now, come on.
You get the cut down, Johnny. You're going to go to sleep. You're going to be just fine.
Tablets, let me have one of your sterile knives, please.
I'm going to need two vascular clamps.
Yes,
and an arterial suture. As soon as you give me the clamp, I want you to be ready to gown and glove me, all right? You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. It's going to spurt a bit. Okay. Ay, ay, baby. Clamp?
Yeah.
Okay, gown. Gloves? You got an arterial suture ready?
Yeah.
Okay, ugly, move out of the way because I'm looking around over there. Baby, we're going to see some stitching like you've never saw before.
Attention, attention.
Okay, here she goes.
Colonel Blake's office. The American Medical Association has just declared marijuana a dangerous drug. Despite earlier claims by some physicians that it is no more harmful than alcohol, this is now found to be the case. That is all.
When did you get them? Let me try it on you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, Dagoretto! Hi, this is Senator Detective.
No, thank you. I can't, really. Hawkeye?
Here,
could I speak to you? Outside. I have to talk to you outside.
Right.
Hiya, Papa.
Sorry to drag you away from the gang in there, but...
What?
This will only take a moment. There's a problem with Walt Waldowski.
Famous. You got a toothache. He's a good dentist.
No. It's not my problem. See, it's his problem.
What do you mean? What is it?
Well, what is it? It's difficult to talk about, you see, because, I learned about his problem in confession.
Oh, and you can't...
I can't divulge.
Can you give me a hint? Just an idea.
No. But I can tell you how serious it is. He and the boys were playing poker, and one of the boys turned to him and asked him for a ruling on one of the hands. And Walt said, he said, "What does it matter? It's only a game."
Amos said, "What does it matter? It's only a game. Poker, only a game?"
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I guess I better go see a man about a coup.
Thank you. I don't know what to
do. Up.
There are some things that absolution just,
Survey check might stick. Three, I don't know. Four. The Hawkeye, there's an empty chair here looking for a player.
Oh, baby, I've got a toothache like you can't believe.
Why do you bring that dog in here? Last time you did, I lost $30.
Listen, why do you have to sit right next behind me? It makes me very nervous.
It brings me a lot of luck. Sit there, boy. Come on, let's play there.
Jeez.
I take some of your scotch?
Sure.
You want some?
No.
How are you feeling?
Mama, don't touch me. Look, if a man isn't a man anymore, what's he got left that he should be living for?
Okay, tell me about it. What's the story?
Well, you know that little nurse that was through here last night with the 325th? There's a little one with the big boobs.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I wasn't going to fool around out here because I got these... I got these three girls that I'm engaged to back home.
And you wanted to be faithful to them. Baby, you are 7,000 miles from home.
Yeah, well, anyway, I took her out last night, and I failed.
You mean she wouldn't put up for you?
Well, she wanted to in the worst way, but it was me. I just couldn't.
Yeah, it wouldn't
happen. No.
Baby, that happens to everybody. It's happened to me maybe four or five times.
Yeah, well, it's never happened to me before.
Come on. You're the best equipped dentist in the Army. You're the dental Don Juan of Detroit.
That's just a cover-up.
What's a cover-up?
Don Juanism. I've been reading about it all day. It's a cover-up.
It's a cover-up for what?
Well, I'm a fairy. A victim of latent homosexuality. I've turned into a fairy.
Have you done anything, you know?
No, but it's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
Boy, I just can't face it. Look, Hawkeye, suppose that you found out that you were one, huh?
One?
Yeah, well, you wouldn't like breaking the news to your wife.
No, I can see that that would be a problem.
Yeah, well, I got the same problem, only multiplied.
Well, you know, Man of War, after they retired him from racing, they put him out to stud. And he had an average of about 120, 130 foals every year. And he lived to be 36. And then when he died, they did an autopsy, and they found out that he was a raving queen. Yeah, that's a little-known fact, but it's the truth.
Well, then Painless has got a couple of good years left in him, doesn't he?
Maybe more. He hasn't even started raving yet.
Painless is a dentist, and a dentist shouldn't read. That's his whole problem.
His problem is that he believes it. I mean, he really is convinced it's an obsession, and it was a viable force.
Here he comes, the jawbreaker.
Oh, don't worry, he's not going to break anything.
That's natural.
Hey, Painless. How's you going?
Something in a marshmallow?
No, it's okay, fellas. I know you've been talking about me. And... well, I came over to tell you that I've decided that I'm going to commit suicide.
Oh.
Well, if you're really going to go ahead and do it, I think you could leave me your record player.
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
I'm going to miss you, Painless. How do you plan to do it? 45 between the eyes?
Oh, that's awful sloppy. It's reliable, though.
Well, that's another thing I wanted to ask you. I sort of knew with this game, and do you have any particular method that you'd recommend?
I don't know. I think my colleagues and I could come up with something to relinquish the vital forces of their...
Black capsule.
Black capsule.
Right.
Oh, black
capsule.
Of course.
Yeah, that's neat.
Well, what's a black capsule? Do you have any of them? Does it work?
It worked for Hitler and Eva Braun.
It was simple and effective.
Hawk, I should check with the military vicar's office. You see, I cannot give absolution to a man who is about to commit suicide. It's a mortal sin.
Look, Vago, he is not committing suicide. He is only intending to commit suicide. So you're not dealing with an act, you're dealing with an intention. And if it works, if what we're doing works, then he will not commit suicide, so therefore you are preventing a mortal sin, okay?
Well, I should check.
Will you check on it?
Well, there's...
I'm here to say your final farewell to old Walt here.
Farewell, Walt.
Dear old Walt. You know, I got an idea that maybe it's not such a final farewell after all. I think maybe old Walt's going on in into the unknown to do a little recon work for us all. Huh?
I just want to say one thing. Nobody ordered Walt to go on this mission. He volunteered for certain death.
That's true.
That's what we award our highest medals for.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's what being a soldier is all about.
Oh, yes.
Here.
Gentlemen, I think there's only one person who has anything to add to that, and that's Dago Red.
Oh, hey. Padre.
Hey. Oh.
Walt, here's your black capsule.
Oh. Look, this thing works pretty fast, doesn't it? I think I better go lie down over there.
I'll help you.
Through early morning fog, I see visions of the things to be, the pains that are withheld for me. I realize and I can see that suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. The game of life is hard to play. I'm going to lose it anyway. The losing card I'll someday lay. So this is all I have to say, that suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave.
I'll always remember you just like this.
Please, the only way to win is cheat and lay it down before I'm beat. And to another give my seat, for that's the only painless feat. Suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please.
Throwing your whole education away. All right, Jawbreaker.
And do the same
sleep anyway.
You're leaving tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be on my way in less than 12 hours.
I suppose who it's going to be really roughest on, though, is your husband.
Why are you all of a sudden so concerned with him?
I mean, a man would be more considerate to his wife. He wouldn't go home a nervous wreck.
But you're just going to have to stop using logic.
I mean, it could be a purely impersonal
thing. Why I shouldn't go to bed with you.
I didn't mean me. You have the rare privilege that happens on certain occasions to chief executives of states or nations. You have the privilege of restoring a human being's life by a tender act of mercy.
What is this? Hawkeye, is he dead?
No. He's not dead. Not yet. Painless has a grave psychological problem, and you are the only person who can help him.
Oh, no, Hawkeye. Oh, no. Come on.
No, Maria, no. You've got to look on this as a nurse. It's a Painless needs it for therapeutic value. It will help him, and it certainly wouldn't do you any harm either. To think about it for a bit, if you think that your virtue is more important than Painless's life, that's fine. That's entirely up to you. I just want you to stay here and be with him for a minute. Just look at him. Just stay close to him. Hold him. And look at him.
forgot to pick up your traveling orders. Wait a second. You're supposed to pick these are your traveling orders.
Morning, Painless.
Oh, hi, Hawkeye.
How's she going?
Slept like a doll last night. Well, can't waste time. Big day. Got two jaws to rebuild.
Come on, Sideman.
Have a good day.
Friday due to mitigating circumstances. For those who wish to observe said holiday, Sunday has been reserved. That is all.
Trapper, this one's for you, babe.
Nice.
Okay.
That man is a prisoner of war, Doctor.
So are you, sweetheart, but you don't know it.
It's in pretty deep.
I think that was my finger.
No, but I need your help, Hawkeye. It's hit more than the lung.
What do you think?
Knuckle.
Any radar?
Yes, sir.
Radar, has that A-negative come in from Seoul yet? I need someone right away.
We keep ordering it, but it never arrives.
Had the kid take the induction early.
Good. It's ready. I've got some irrigation, okay?
That's pretty good. Yeah. All right, give me some
gel foam. I know, honey. Go back to sleep. Sponge.
More sponges. Let's have the suction up here, please. Thank you.
Rich spreader.
Fine.
Let's give him a sexy scar, huh?
Fantastic.
It's a lot of blood.
Sponge.
Go ahead.
Scissors. Watch this.
Go ahead, something to stuff it in with.
Glenn.
Yeah, pick up some ethanol.
How's he tolerating this everything?
It's good, he's young.
I think it's slippery in there, man.
Ouch.
You're a backhanded guy.
You need the forceps and a sponge plate. Hotlips, you may be a pain in the ass, but you're a damn good nurse.
Put my blood in the window.
There's a clot in the cave just above the atrium that must be the point of entry.
Clem.
I feel a fragment right underneath the clot. You control the cave.
Okay. You gotta stop that spurting.
Clem. Another clot.
Do what?
Stop the spurting.
That's a very good technical term, Dad.
Sure. Christ, it's not in the caver, it's in the pulmonary artery on the left side.
Okay, let me close them up and sit on them for a couple of days until we get the blood.
Sit on them for a couple of days. What if we get jammed?
We don't have the blood. Yeah,
look, we
you
might
gotta
have
turn them over. You cut again, you'll lose them.
Look, Hawkeye, the artery could erode. Now's the time to take our shot. We gotta shoot crap.
A negative, this requires medicine.
You said you didn't have any blood, baby.
We found the donor.
Well, up close, all crumpled up like that. They don't look like much, you know?
Hey, was he loaded or empty when he crashed?
No, he was loaded.
It, was many birds.
It didn't matter much. See,
after
the two
while,
guys he was carrying were dead already.
What about the pilot? What happened to him? The
pilot's fine.
This
took off a kneecap. He lost function in his right hand, but it's great.
I didn't hear. What color was the hair?
Black, shiny black hair.
Black. You like black. I'm kind of partial to blonde, though.
I knew it. I knew you had an attraction for Hot Lips Houlihan.
Hear, hear.
Go to hell, Captain Pierce. You know I damn near puke every time I look at her side. I'll bet she's not a real blonde.
How dare you say that about an officer of the United States Army, sir?
I'll not only say it, but I'll back it with $20, how's that?
You have yourself a bet, sir. You're my witness.
I'll be a witness, but who's going to be the poor schmuck who finds out?
Well, I could if no one else would. I could.
No, we gotta all see it together somehow.
5 minutes after the time the nurses usually take their shower. Where are they?
They will be here. Finest kind, Ojon.
What's happening?
Radar.
Here's the papers.
What?
You don't know about the papers?
What papers?
The colonel left some papers. Why didn't you important. Tell me about the papers?
Right there.
Here you go. Be calm.
Evelyn, could you give me a hand?
Hey, Frankie, could you take a look at my corns, please?
Now, the pictures of my kids are coming. The pictures of my kids are coming. Hot Lips, would you like to see the pictures of my kids?
I'm not the slightest bit
interested. Goddamn commission.
My commission. My commission.
A little more wine, my dear?
Yes, please.
Della Hopper Garcia. Della Hopper Garcia.
Della Hopper Garcia.
Oh, you know what I want to hear?
Della Hopper
Garcia.
Oh, no.
You all right?
Well, let him get what he wants.
You didn't say that.
No. First of all, the present, then dinner, then the movie.
You mean all three of them?
Who is this?
Where I go, Warren goes.
What, you don't want me to go with you?
Mm-hmm.
Done.
find out if you would be a soldier in our army.
Oh, yeah, I know. Hi, Ojo. How's she going, boy?
His heartbeat is much too fast, and his blood pressure is dangerously high.
Yeah?
Ooh.
I guess you probably think he's unfit for the army, eh?
Yes, at first. But what I saw in his paper, he worked in an American hospital where there are many drugs, and he could have taken some by mistake.
What did he do a thing like that for, eh?
Who knows? To find the truth, I will keep him here with me for a couple of days. By tomorrow, his fast heart and high blood pressure may be gone. So I suggest you say goodbye to him now.
Doctor,
it was nice try. Come on, hold on.
Babe, hey.
Oh, man.
The following program is brought to you through Radio Tokyo by courtesy of the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post Number 63 of Sedalia, Missouri. A federal court ruled that E.I. DuPont de Nemours and Company, Remington Arms Company, Incorporated, and the Imperial Chemical Industries Limited of Great Britain had conspired to divide munition and chemical weapons.
Wish they wouldn't land these things here when we're playing golf.
That's him on the right.
Wait.
The lieutenant's come all the way from Seoul, sir, just to see you.
You're Captain McIntyre?
Yes, I'm Captain McIntyre. Lieutenant, you look terrible. Look at his eyes. Let me see your tongue. Oh, no. Here, take your shirt off and tell me where it hurts. I haven't seen a case like this since I was in school. Oh, my goodness. Listen, Gomer, tell them to prepare the major surgery. This is one case in five. I think I can save you, Lieutenant.
You're to proceed to Kakura, Japan immediately.
Kakura, Japan? What's this all about?
Yeah, it's a congressman. Great one off in practice, a patient at heart.
What?
Gee, his dad's a congressman. Great one off in practice, a patient at heart.
That the x-rays?
Yeah.
Apparently some big heart surgeon in Boston told the congressman the only man to take care of his son is Captain John McIntyre. Of course, I suppose there could be two Captain John McIntyre.
No, I'm the only John McIntyre. Look, Hammond says I can take along someone to assist me if I need him. You want to come?
Yeah.
Lieutenant, I think I can save you. Look, take one of these every half hour. Now get into your helicopter and button up your shirt, for crying out loud. You're in the military army.
That piece isn't even close to his
mouth. I know. It's nothing. But look, how many times do you get to go to Japan with your golf club? Come on, sure, man.
Son is.
Then what's this?
Darling, would you register for us?
Just a moment.
What?
You can't go in there.
No, look at
her. Who are you?
Who am I? I am the pro from Dover, and this is my favorite cat.
You can't go until I call Captain Peterson.
No, look,
I'm going to
call Captain
Peterson.
Wait a second. If the soldier wants to enforce their own orders, I'm going to take her on single-handedly.
Wait a minute. Audie Murphy, don't do it.
I'm going to
grab it,
lady.
I'll
call the police.
Lady,
I'm going to
kill
Captain
Peterson.
Get away from me.
Oh,
get away from me.
Oh, oh, oh.
Captain Peterson, please. Captain Peterson.
What do you two hoodlums doing in this hospital?
Ma'am, we are surgeons and we are here to operate. We're just waiting for a starting time, that's
you
all.
You can't even go near a patient until Colonel Merrill says it's okay. And he's still out to lunch.
Look, Mother, I want to go to work in 1 hour. We are the pros from Dover and we figure to crack this kid's chest and get out to the golf course before it gets dark. So you go find the gas passer and you have him premedicate this patient. Then bring me the latest pictures on him. The ones we saw must be 48 hours old by now. Then call the kitchen and have them rustle us up some lunch. Ham and eggs will be all right. Steak would be even better. And then give me at least one nurse who knows how to work in close without getting her tits in my way.
Oh. How do you want your steak cooked?
Colonel? Hear the magic word, you make $100.
All right. Well, I demand an explanation.
Somebody get that dirty old man out of this operating theater.
Dirty old man. I'm Colonel Merrill.
I don't care if you're Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. If his chest gets infected, I will tell the congressman who did it. Scissors, please.
Yeah, let me have a skin suit.
Both pickups. Who is that?
Oh, that's Colonel Merrill. This is his little store here.
Oh, yeah?
Who are you?
I'm Dr. Jekyll, actually. This is my friend, Mr. Hyde.
Then why don't you save your rapier-like wit for the clam diggers back home, Hawkeye?
Good approximator. Did I ever tell you about my friend, Miley Marston?
Oh, yeah. A friend of yours who would go around saying, Miley, you laid all the girls, and for the score, once out of 50 times. You know, you tell me that.
He's passing gas for the congressman's son here.
Oh, really? When he's not passing gas, does he play golf?
I don't know.
You play golf?
No, I have no time for golf. I'm moonlighting down at Dr. Yamachi's New Era Hospital and Whorehouse. This old guy that I met when I first came over here, he's got a little crude hospital for kids, and he finances it with a whorehouse all in the same building. There's an NEHWH. Come on down, and we'll get something going for you.
I've got an inn in Kagura.
Hey, soldier, take these. And take our golf carts and...
Just be careful. Don't drop any of those things, because we're going to play golf.
It's important.
Bye, Tim. Ladies,
girls.
Be careful of that. Military police.
Game's over.
Finally caught up with it. Where did we fail?
I don't know. I think it was the woman. Something tells me I've seen her someplace before.
She was the one in Tangiers.
You can wait in the colonel's office. He'll be back in a few minutes.
We don't blame you.
You're only doing your job. And...
United Press International today voted the Korean War the top news story of 1950.
We're in the middle of cutting.
The Allies.
My God.
Germany...
All right. You men are under arrest. I'll have you court-martialed.
Oh, come off it, Colonel. You won't have us. We have you. Your boys blew this case, and we bailed you out. Now, we are going to stay here for one more day and check out the congressman's kid and get in some golf for ourselves. If that's okay with you, then we got a deal.
And if it isn't, then we can always call Washington and you tell them your story, and we'll tell them ours. It's simple as that.
In the meantime, we are going to be at the pro shop, where we are going to have a shower and a shave. If you want to get in touch with us, that is where we will be.
I'm going to grease it for now.
Quiet.
Oh, no.
Good?
Oh, it's terrible.
Listen, I hate to do this to you, fellas, but I think you could take a minute and look at our kid for me.
Now?
A kid?
Yeah, we had a little carelessness around here, and the other day one of our girls presented us with an 8-pound American Japanese boy. Well, whenever we feed him, it either comes right back up or he coughs and he turns blue. He just has a hell of a time.
We don't have to see him. Just call that half-ass army hospital and tell him to get some Lopinol ready for his stomach, and we'll go over and take some x-rays.
We can't get near that place. We can't, you know, the civilian, the colonel, has a big thing about it, especially a native, as he likes to.
Don't tell him any more than necessary. Tell him the pros from Dover are on their way with an emergency. Time to get the OR ready, get the kid asleep, and Trapper and I'll fix his tracheoesophageal fistula. Okay, Mila, put him down in here. Get him asleep as quick as you can, will you?
Where did this baby come from?
What you mean?
Is this what you got us up
for? Yeah, that's what we got you up for. Now, come on, look, we stumbled on him. We don't want him, but we don't feel we can back away from him.
All right, this time I will not be intimidated. I command that this illegal and improper use of army facilities cease immediately. On this point, I stand as firm as the Rock of Gibraltar. Yeah. And furthermore, you can't do it.
No, this one is for West Point.
Yeah, we're up for Sam Hill's drawing on here.
That's what they all say. What a filthy, disgusting, despicable... There's no competition to the painless pole, but it's pretty healthy, I think.
Oh, Colonel, we caught you with your pants down. Look at the men that are fighting
back.
Attention, attention. Colonel Blake has secured for us the halls of Montezuma. So big, only the biggest of the screen can bring it to you all. Technicolors. Tell it to the Marines, those lovable lugs with wonderful mugs so we now love more than ever. Tell them they're still the greatest guys in the world. Follow Lieutenant Punchy, Limey, Babyface, Dob, the poet, Pretty Boy, and Slattery through some of the most interesting war films yet created. due to a possible camp infection, Arlene Chu's Hollywood Grill is now off limits, that is all.
Can I have some longer needles and glasses?
Oh, that's fine. Get it.
Cut down on the bag and we'll be all
right.
Hey,
baby.
Hi.
Did
you have a nice time in Japan?
Yeah, I screwed up the
boot. Okay. Let me have the long fingers.
Is it okay for the long?
Yeah, I can't stop the screwing.
Mm-hmm. Even the blood into me.
No, the intake failure.
That's it. It looks like it's flat.
Right down there.
I'm here if you need me, Henry.
Come away.
I can't talk to you now, Padre.
No,
Fun stick. Oh, he's going to be fine.
Oh, good.
They have it.
Does anybody else need help?
It's taken too long.
Oh,
they have a clamp.
Ask around.
They got the flaps down for it. Duke, come on, open up.
No, I don't want any.
Hey, Duke, come on, open up, man.
What the hell are you doing back here?
Come on, we've been working for hours. Will you open up?
Oh, wait a minute, I'll be right with you. Hi, Hartlip.
You missed us?
Well,
radar.
Yes, sir.
Hold this, please. Colonel Blake.
Henry. Yeah. Charlie here. Yeah. I've got news for you. You were so concerned about the battle for Old Baldy? Well, it's all over.
Oh, that's great news, General. Who won?
Oh, by the way, I have a report here, Henry, from your chief nurse, Major O'Houlihan. She makes some accusations, Henry. I find pretty hard to believe.
I don't believe them, then. Thank you, General. Goodbye.
Yeah. What?
Thank you, Radar.
You're welcome, Steve.
Attention. Attention. Friday night's movie will be The Glory Brigade. Rock'em, sock'em, kisses you never got. It's Uncle Sam's combat engineers charging side by side with Greeks, Anzacs, showing the world a new way to fight as they use bulldozers like bazookas, bayonets like bazookas, bullets. Starring Victor Mature. That is all.
I'll be with Colonel Blake. Check this place out. See what the nurse is about, huh?
Right, sir.
477th yeah. Mobile Army Surgical Office.
You know where...
Yes, I know where he is. Look, Charlie here.
You can't blame Henry because Hot Lips Houlihan can't stand her name.
You know, she's just a lady, though. What the hell?
Come on, for crying out loud. She's regular Army. She's a fanatic about ritual. She won't even let us play football.
Football?
Gentlemen.
She's all lined up, Charlie.
Yeah? I didn't know you had a football team.
Pretty much in the planning stage.
We have a very fine football team.
Yeah, well, we had a team back with the 325th Evac last year.
And what a team that was.
Yeah, yeah. I coached the boys myself.
The finest coach in the Far East.
Yeah. We're now trying to work out a schedule of the outfits that we're going to play this year. Of course, we, you know, throw a little money into a pot and make bets.
How much money do you put into your pot?
$5,000, $6,000.
$5,000? Oh, look, you know, I don't think we're in the sort of league that you're in, John.
Well, I'm sure we can find a date when we can play your team.
Can be arranged.
Yeah. I think I'll just talk this over with Henry, huh? Thanks, boys. Thanks for the drink.
Thank you.
Sir, ever since the dark days before Pearl Harbor, I've been proud to wear this uniform.
What the hell is this?
A helicopter.
Hawkeye, that man has 5 times the manpower to draw on than we do.
Sure, so we get ourselves a ringer, right? We get Henry to apply, make a specific application for a neurosurgeon. He asks for Dr. Oliver Harmon Jones.
Dr. Oliver Harmon Jones.
Oh, he's... Who is Oliver Harmon Jones? He is better known as Spearchucker Jones. He's a good ball player.
Oh, yes! He's a Negro ball player of the 49ers.
Sure,
I remember. He's good. He's good.
Henry, if we had closer relations, we wouldn't have this misunderstanding, right? Now, that's where a football game will help between your outfit and mine.
A football game?
Yeah. We put up a few bets, 5,000 maybe, and have a little fun. Special Services in Tokyo says it's one of the best gimmicks we've got to keep the American way of life going here in Asia.
Betting?
No, football.
But what about Major O'Houlihan?
You mean Hot Lips? Screw her.
See, I don't know.
It's a helicopter.
I know it's a helicopter.
You know, you got the only problem, and I just wonder about the social problem. You know, I mean, he's the only Negro officer in the whole camp, you know.
We got a problem, then we'll stick him in here with us, baby boy.
You're serious, ain't you? You
sure,
do that.
Sure, I'm serious, yeah.
I, it's not for me to put, I have to put up with you two Yankees, but I'm, you know, that's...
Did his wife, was that why? Or was it the religion?
Well, it was a conditioning problem.
Why did he call you spear cutter?
I used to throw the javelin.
Oh.
What?
All right, men, we're not here to sell lemonade. We're here to practice. But first, I'd like to officially welcome spear checkers. All right to call you that?
Call me whatever you want to.
Good. Well, I just want you to know that we're all the same here on the playing field.
Yeah.
Officers and men alike. Now, we're going to begin with the three basic principles. Organization, discipline, and teamwork. Now,
pardon me. Do you mind if we limber up first?
Well, that's a good idea. You organize that.
All right, sir.
Whatever you call it. Oh, that's good. All right, Hot Lips, keep their arms and limbs moving there. Radar, you're a coach. You're not a corporal, you're a coach. Keep them going through there. Good, Hot Lips. alive. Spirit chucker. Well, we look pretty lousy, don't we?
Way off of college players that have been out of training for 7 or 8 years. Yeah, you look pretty lousy.
I got an idea how we can make some money. We leave him out of the first half of the game. We bet half our money. They roll up some points, okay? Second half of the game, we stick him in. We get odds from him. We bet the other half of the money. We clean up.
That's very good thinking, Captain.
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
Oh, and I had another idea. I think we should have some plays. You know, usually in football, if you have some organized plays...
Well, look, if you don't mind, I took the liberty.
Oh, you? Oh.
I drew up about 7 or 8 plays.
Oh, these are good.
I think that's about all this bunch can handle.
Oh, very good. Yes, oh, very, very good. What are these little arrows?
Strategy, but the first thing you guys have to do is get him out of the ball game.
Well, what
do
we...
Hey, Dames.
Yeah.
Let's ease up just a little bit. We don't want to score too lopsided.
No! No! Eric! Eric!
Hey,
Jetson with the
ball. Jetson! Jetson's a white man!
Jetson, what are you doing?
I don't know. What are you doing? Duke, you threw me that damn.
All right, come on, let's get in the hole.
What the hell? You had the whole field.
I don't know.
You're going to hold on to
him. I'm
a lineman. Let's go.
We're going to really clean up today.
Hot one! Hot two!
Snap with that. We got a lot of money on this game. This is embarrassing, man.
Oh, oh, you must not go in. Then, it's going to be a real joke. Oh, oh, you must not go. Yeah.
What happens now?
We get a free kick.
A free kick?
This is a football game, goddammit!
Your fucking head is coming right off.
Still 16 to nothing.
16 to nothing.
Well, that's not bad. 16 to nothing in the first half.
Guess I have to give them the all-new to Rockney at halftime.
About time for the gun.
Right.
A mother, but we gotta. How are we gonna score?
Man, ever since the dark days before Pearl Harbor, I have been proud to wear.
Boone, you got a towel?
Henry, have you pressed the bet yet?
Today we are wearing.
Henry, have you pressed the bet yet,
man? Henry, press the bet, man. Finish the halftime speech.
Place for everything, damn it.
Oh! Right. Bobo! Bobo! Bobo!
Come on, Teddy. Come on. Yeah. What's the matter with him?
What's the matter with him? Hell, you ought to know you guys pull something out there.
Well, I guess you don't want to double the bet.
The hell I don't. We were beating you without him, and we'll go on beating you.
Are you prepared to back that up with odds?
Damn right. 3-1. Double the bet.
Play with San Francisco before he got drafted. Boy, he's going to be tough to stop, too.
Ah, Henry, you brought in a ringer, did you, huh?
Radar?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, what's the general trying to say?
In the first half, did you?
He's just been informed as to the identity of our spear checker. His ringer spotted our ringer.
How do you like them apples, Charlie?
Now, you can't trust anybody.
Now, watch him make the extra point!
Hut three!
Bastard 88 called me a coon.
Called you a what?
Coon.
Hey, that's an old pro trick to get you thrown out of the ball game. Why don't you do the same thing to him?
What, call him a coon?
No. The boys in camp used to talk about his sister. Her name was Gladys. Use it.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey!
What did I make you a major for?
Look, I did the best I could, Charlie. I didn't know they were going to bring you in.
Yeah, I ought to put you in there and let them kill you is what I ought to do.
What about my knee, Charlie? Remember my knee?
Then I'll get on your goddamn knee and start praying. Trick me.
Check with the ref. I got a special play I want to run with. A center-eligible play. We line up with everybody to the right of the center, except Hawkeye, who drops back 1 yard just before the snap of the ball. Now, that makes you a center-eligible, but all you have to do is take the ball right back from travel between your legs and hide it under your belly and walk toward their goal line. All right? Traveler.
Oh, my God.
All right, this is only one time.
$5,000,
all right? Worth a try.
I'm sure.
Wait a second. Let's do it now.
Huh? Ready, huh?
What are you talking about? What do you have?
Tokyo, United States Armed Forces Radio is on the air.
どうぞ皆さん、東京名物とっても至福な口磨き。通り打ち帽子に胸当て嘘の東京シューシャインボーイ。僕の好きなあのお嬢さん。今日はまだ来ないけど、きっと彼女は来てくれる。
What is it?
Henry's got our orders. We can go home.
Right now?
Anytime. Whenever we want.
Do you mind if we get out of this guy's brain first? Can't you sew this thing up? You got that vessel under control.
Legit.
Haven't you?
I want to make sure the oozing is completely checked before I close up.
Damn perfectionist.
Yeah, well, I'm, I'll see you.
Five goddamn months, and I don't even give a guy offer time. Good behavior.
Hey, hey, see you around.
Possible.
Take care of the squirrel.
Go on, Puff Puff.
Will you go, for Christ's sakes? Will you go before they change their mind? Get out of here.
Oh, Lord God, listen favorably to our prayers, and with your right hand, bless this sheep. Send your holy angels so that all who ride in it may be delivered and guarded from every danger. And as you granted faith and grace by your deacon Philip to the man from Ethiopia who was sitting in his chariot and reading Holy Scripture, show the way of salvation to your servants so that, helped by your grace and always intent on doing good works, they may, after all the trials of their pilgrimage and life on earth, attain to everlasting joys through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Captain Pierce, your driver will be here in just a minute.
Yes, sir.
Have a good trip, sir.
Now, let's go, driver.
Attention. Tonight's movie has been MASH. Follow the zany antics of our combat surgeons as they cut and stitch their way along the front lines, operating as bombs and bullets burst around them, snatching laughs and love between amputations and penicillin.
Did Hawkeye steal that Jeep?
No, sir, that's the one he came in.
Oh, very good. Come along, my dear.
Follow Hawkeye, Trapper, Duke, Dago Red, Painless, Radar, Hot Lips, Dish, and Staff Sergeant Vollmer as they put our boys back together again. Starring Donald Sutherland, Elliot Gould, Tom Skerritt, Sally Kellerman, Robert Duvall, Joanne Flug, Rene Aubergenois, Roger Bowen, Gary Berghoff, David Arkin, John Chuck, Fred Williams, and Indus Arthur, Tim Brown, Corey Fisher, Bud Cord, Carl Gottlieb, Dawn Damon, Tamara Horrocks, Ken Primus, Danny Goldman, Kim Atwood, Michael Murphy, G. Wood, Rick Nealon, and Bobby Troop.
Goddamn Army.
That is all.